CPV Radio, Central Texas.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Josiah Khalid. Listen, you're listening to the Summer's Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Cover your cough or sneeze. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. And remember, you're safer at home. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by Live 365 and this station.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
What's good, radio family? The Psalmist Voice Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. Just pick your flavor. Starting with, on Sundays, the Psalmist Voice Reloaded at 2 p.m., Central Standard Time, followed by Cell Life with Michael Ceballos at 4:30 p.m. Monday, The Grub at 12 noon. Darcy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Tuesday, Victory Over the Weights of Life with Sister Deanne Labrine at 6 p.m. Fridays, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Sago at 4 p.m. Saturdays is our triple hitter, and it starts off with Saturdays for Beth with Sister Lorraine Brown, followed by Brother Now Presents with Pastor Gene Homer at 4 p.m., and Lota Bar Nation with Sandra Grace at 7 p.m. The Psalmist Voice presents by appointment only. Coming soon, TPV Radio's open mic, open to all pastors, preachers, and artists, and we're going to get it in to be announced. You can also catch us on Live 365 24/7. Just search the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and you're in there. Walk with us, family. Let's go! At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
The following program will change the way you think and lead you to a relationship with Jesus Christ. Listeners, discretion is advised.
You're listening to the Psalmist Voice Presents right now on TPV Radio.
Psalmist Voice presents Let's Go.
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Y'all know this couple quite well. They broadcast here on the Thomas Voice Radio Networks. They had a show called The Williams Review, and they were here in the humble beginnings, and they are doing something a lot bigger and better, and we are excited to have them on to talk about it on today, because, again, it's all about building the kingdom. It's all about building souls. And what a way to use a tool to get people closer to Christ than what we're going to talk about right now. So, to get started, tell the family a little bit of backdrop on yourself. We can start with you, Siron, and then we can go with you, Hazel. Give the family a little bit of backdrop on who you guys are and what was the it factor for both of you for starting this new venture in Michigan. You have the floor.
Well, not too long ago, I found myself with some physical difficulties. Had to have brain surgery and neck surgery. Sniffing a flower and being hit by a taxi changed my life. And it stopped me from being able to have regular employment. And so we've had to get some assistance and things. And one day, I was talking to my wife and it's like, babe, we need to go to the Lord in prayer and see what we can do that can help us to be able to support ourselves. And I've got a good friend who came up with a wonderful product for us and was like, okay, well, let's see how we can do this, good Lord. And Javina Distributing was born because of the Lord and this wonderful product called an all sports headgear. And so the Lord blessed us with the finances to be able to acquire an inventory and the will and determination to get out here and share this marvelous product with others. And so instead of relying on the state to take care of us, we're relying on the Lord and what he's blessed us with. And so here we are.
Amen. Amen. Hazel, you have the floor.
Well, for starters, my name is Jashika Williams, a.k.a. Hazel Williams. So what my husband said, we wanted to own our own business anyway. So this was a blessing indeed. I don't know what else to say. It's the Lord. He get all the glory. You know, Amen. We just vessels.
That's right. That's right. Well, if all of you are not, you'll get to see it later on today. But this beautiful couple is rocking some headgear, and it doesn't look like hair weed. Just saying. But it's not a lace front, and it ain't a wig. So, family, could you let the audience know exactly what that is on your heads? Because, of course, you know, Texas is big for the 10-gallon hat and all that stuff. But enlighten the radio audience what that is on your head, and just give us a little backdrop on that. You have the floor. Any of you.
Okay. Well, I've been known to rock one of them cowboy hats myself. But, you know, I needed something that had a little more comfort, a little more fashion, and all sports headgear is exactly where it's at. And so I'm going to take this off. Woo! You see, rock all sports, my head shines big. But this is an athletic towel. This is what it looks like here. You see here, it's got this pop right here. Man, you can put a hot pack, a cold pack, your cell phone, walking your dog, doggy treats, right there in the back. You know, the pocket goes here, like so. You know what I'm saying? So say, be out and about, and you got your wallet, right? You want to go for a jog, but you don't want it in your pocket. Man, you can take your wallet, man, put your wallet right there in it. Throw that boy on your head. Put it on. Boom. Wallet secure.
Uh-huh.
And you still looking good. Now, as you see, this one's got a stormtrooper on it. We customize them to fit. I'm a big Star Wars fan, a big Star Wars man. And so, you know, we got these. They come in a variety of colors, red, blue, gray, black, white. White with green, and then pink, purple, mm-hmm. You know. And this product right here, man, I've had neck pain. Man, I take an ice pack, put that ice pack back there in that pouch, put that on my neck and lean back.
Especially on a hot day.
Especially on a hot day. If I'm cold and feeling some kind of way, man, I get the little hand warmers, the square, put it in the back, lean back. I had an ice packing thing earlier, but man, it was a guy out here cutting grass. He sweated up and everything. I was like, hey, look what I got. What's that you got? And this is called an all sports headgear, and it is the answer to your melting problems. Hey, what you mean? Well, let me show you. Man, I got that ice pack out, man. Put it in that pouch.
Yeah, we don't have to.
Put it on his neck. Man, that man handed me that $20 and rode off on this little bitty lawnmower. Man, I was like, oh. And look at me, I left my phone and didn't even get a picture of it. But I got the share and was able to be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's right.
Man, this product is right. You at the beach and it's hot, man, you take this. I mean, you're going swimming anyway. So you take it, you put it in the water, put it on, cool you right off. You got your hair. You know how women with long hair, they don't like that wet hair touching their back and such. So you know, like right here, look, it come right off the back. Right off
oh,
the back,
wow.
Flowing out. So that they don't get it all over themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this product, man, I don't really have to sell it because it sells itself.
Yes,
and it is a wonder, man, indeed.
Well, with some of us that have head issues, a lot of us have big heads, like me. So, is the all sport headgear accessible for anybody with a big head, big weave, whatever it is? Can it cater to anybody?
Anybody.
It can cater to anybody.
Anybody, brother. Big head, little head, square head, oval head. Hey, head of lettuce.
Hey, and then it don't matter how big the hair is.
No, you see? No, you see my wife got the big hair?
Yeah, you put that. Look at that. Look.
Oh, there you go.
Big hair. Man, you don't see this. Mm-hmm. This cantaloupe. Mm-hmm. That's right. Cantaloupe.
Yeah, I got a cantaloupe. Fuck, you know, cause all of us have we're head dome challenged in Texas. So you know, we gotta make sure, you know, it can fit, you know, our head, cause a lot of cats wear the cowboy hat just to cover up. And of course, you know, when you don't have any hair like me, you know, and the sun be beaming, it be cooking, and you're like, I need something on his head. And you know, caps is okay, you know, because I rock caps all the time. But just to be sporty and be comfortable, because that's my big thing now, just to be comfortable and sporty and still be able to stay cool in this 102-degree heat. And in winter times, like 50 degrees, 40 degrees. Ooh. So, you know, it can keep you warm in the wintertime. It keeps you cool in the summertime. And that's what people need. Now, with your product... With your product, how do you use this as a catalyst for salvation? Because I hear a lot when you talk about, you know, I use this as a ministry tool, and being that you do your Williams Review and reviewing different products, how is that coming together with you actually selling this and actually being able to still be Minister Siron in the same token?
Baptism, brother. Hey, get dipped in that water. When she come up out of that water, she needs something for her health. Then, hey, man come up out that water, the air conditioner on in the church. You do. Oh, yeah, throw that boy right on. But, hey, warm yourself right up. The Lord says we all need a covering.
Uh-huh.
This is a covering, brother. You know, and we all, you know, you get the folks in church, they get their fashion on. You know, back in the day, Mama and them had them big old hats and all that. Well, hey, this will work it out for you, man. And it's an opportunity to allow individuals such as ourselves to not only be able to financially support ourselves, but also gives us an opportunity to represent the kingdom of God. Every church should be baptizing people, and you need towels.
That's right.
Definitely.
And what a way to be on fleek when you get dunked in the water and then you put an all sword over your head and you could just, you know, do your little stroll walk down the aisle instead of doing the praise break, you could just you know, do your little stroll walk. I got my all sword on.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a very genius idea, and the founder of All Sport Headgear, Robert Helm. Shout out to Robert Helm, by the way. You know, he created this, and when I first saw it, I'm like, what is that, right? And then I'm like, okay, I started seeing the angle behind it, because I'm like, you can use this. It's not just a sports thing. You know, even though it's all sport, but you don't have to just use it for sports. And that's what I liked about it. The versatility of it. You're able to go out, especially what I do. I got to go to in public and do some stuff for the radio. Why not have an all sport rocking it, keeping myself cool and still being able to minister on radio at the same time when I go to venues? So it's not only stylish, instead of wearing a little white towel around your head or keeping it around your neck like most of us do. Or get the little tally thingies that you spin it and it gets cool and you put it around your neck. You can get your whole upper front protected from the rays of the sun, and you can keep yourself cool. So I want to hear from you, Hazel. You know, especially with the sisters and stuff with the hair, because I know that's a big thing. You know, especially when sisters get their hair did and they don't want to get it messed up. How does the sports gear help with women that make sure they always got their hair on fleek? Your thoughts?
Well, I know for me, it's like a plus for after you wash your hair. I know that's important for a lot of women, especially with the slit in the back and the hanging on the. We don't like the hair to touch the back. It just feels weird. And it clogs your pores. We put all kind of hair products in our hair. So if you put the hair products in your hair after you wash and it's hanging on your back and it's clogging your pores. So that's a plus. Also, I think they would do really good in a beauty salon. Yeah. Instead of using regular towels, I think we need to get these to the beauty salon.
Yeah, because again, you know, because some sisters don't want you to see them before. You know, they want you to see the after. You know, you
right.
Get the snapshot.
This covers
there you
all,
go.
And then you got the strings. If you know, if you don't want to look too ridiculous, you don't have to tie it tight. You can just loosen it up a little bit. But it covers everything.
There you go.
Yep.
So, y'all heard that, sisters. Even our Caucasian sisters, y'all, when y'all go get your hair did, you can still look fly when you get out of the wash tub and you get your hair conditioned and all that stuff blow dry. You can put an All Sport on your head and you can still look fly getting your hair done. And then you got the before with the All Sport, then you got the after. So
the,
I'm just saying, you can't beat that. It's stylish. you're able to look good without looking busted, because you know y'all like to wrap the hair up so you don't or put the towel over your face. I don't want nobody to look at me because my hair ain't did yet. So it's all good. So that's the awesome part about it, for the flexibility of the female. And that's why I asked that, because, you know, we get a lot of folks that's going to ask, okay, well, it sounds good, but what about the female? Well, you got your answer. So it's for all females. There you go. So that for all females, every ethnicity, the All Sport headgear.
Thin hair, thick hair, big hair. We got you covered.
There you go. There you go. Well, somebody's showing y'all love through Facebook right now. I can't actually read it. But we do have a caller.
Thank
before
y'all.
We
appreciate it.
But before we go on with the interview, I do have a caller online because I don't want to keep the caller waiting too long. But if they like to listen to the whole show, that's cool. But I'm going to put the caller on real quick to see what they have to say. So, caller, for security purposes, we will only read the last four digits of your phone number. 9022 9022. You are on the air with the Samish Voice and Hazel and Sharon Williams. God bless you.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Robert Helm, and I just tuned in to just offer my support to Mr. and Mrs. Williams, as well as to the show. And I just wanted to say thank you for all of the great comments and about the product. And, you know, I just look forward to being able to continue to create more products that will provide some of the same types of benefits for people. So thank you, and that's all I have to say.
No problem, thank you.
You know, without that gentleman right now, there would be no Javina distributing.
Yeah.
I mean, we may have ended up doing something else, but because this gentleman has such a magnificent mind to come up with such a wonderful product,
right,
one of many products that he has,
yes,
that we've been blessed to be able to utilize.
Yes.
You know, earlier, Chris, you said, well, you know, how can you use this as ministry, right? So passed up in it, in God, and he's sweating, and in God.
There you go.
And he in God.
Yeah.
All that, brother. All that. And so say the lady, she go out and she get her some of that nice Majal products, right? Got a cream on, and she time to clean her face up and wipe it right on off. And, hey, it fits in there, brother. This right here product works with other products.
Yeah.
And like I said, you get you an All Sports headgear, go to Majal product, grab you some of that. Hey, get your beauty supply on. I'm just saying.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
Well, since we have the creator on the phone, I wanted to ask him a quick question. I know he's probably doing some other things. If he can answer this question, it would be greatly appreciated. Robert, man, what gave you the concept of coming up with this and how versatile it is? What was the vision behind the whole All Sport?
Well, funny enough, it was kind of a real basic concept. I was sitting with a friend who is a retired boxer, and one of the things he does is now he makes clothes, you know, the shorts and the robes for other boxers. But anyway, we were sitting around watching like highlights on YouTube or something of the NBA, and I saw Steph Curry sitting on the sideline, and he had a towel over his head. And I've come to realize more now that I guess that's kind of like one of his things that he does, like a lot of other players don't really do. But he puts a towel over his head when he's sitting on the sideline or when he's leaving the stadium. And so I learned that had a lot to do with advertising, but also that's kind of like his thing. But anyway, as I was watching him, I just said, dang, man, what if they had something that was like made for that instead of, you know, having to roll up the towel and, you know, fold it a certain way to make it, you know, suitable for that. And in the course of doing that, I just I grabbed a Sharpie and an old towel, and I was like, man, you know, I just started drawing. The next thing you know, I had created a pattern for it. And shucks, about 15, 20 minutes later, my partner cut it out, man, and sewed it together. And we literally had a rudimentary prototype about, I'd say, probably a half an hour after I conceptualized the idea.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, that's definitely creative by leaps and bounds, and I really hope that the NBA catches a hold of this, and also the NFL, because I mean it's a great product that's versatile, and of course, you know, when it comes to the marketing things with, you know, sports and the sports celebrities, they still want to look good, you know, while they're sweaty. So instead of them throwing the towel over their face when they're on camera doing a post-game interview, they can have an All-Sport headgear on their head and still look good and still be cool all in one motion. So I definitely pray that the doors will open for you, man, because we had you on a couple of years back, man, and, you know, the book with your daughter is doing awesome, and now you're doing this. And I know doors are going to continue to open for you, man, because this is a trendsetter. This product is a trendsetter, and you have the perfect people to push this product because they've been going nonstop to get this product out here, and they're not only going to stop in Michigan. They're about to come over here to the CTX in Texas because we got a lot of soldiers that have PT that need the all sports gear. We're a big football state, so I'm quite sure the high school is going to need it. So we got a whole bunch of folks down here in the CTX, Fort Hood, Killeen, that definitely needs your product. So we're going to definitely hook up, especially with the Williams, and definitely get that ball rolling so you can come down here to the CTX and get these people on this all sport, because I got mine coming, and I'm going to rock it. So that's just how I do. But, man, I don't want to keep you. Robert, thank you so much, man, for coming on the show and showing your love to us, man. We appreciate you, man. And we're definitely going to support you here at TPV Radio in your ongoing endeavors. So whatever you got going, man, I'm quite sure the Williams is going to definitely let me know so I can let people know here in the CTX and we can get it out here and get it popping. So congratulations to you, man. Thank you so much for inventing something so genius. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Thanks for the time on the show. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too, man. Thanks a lot, man. I'll put you back on mute. That was Robert Helm, the creator of All Sports Gear, and he was in the building showing some love. Now, I'm not good at pronouncing. That's why I called you Hazel, because I'm not good at pronouncing names, and I'm a jack it up. So don't charge it to me, but I know I jacked up your business name like five times already. So can you please explain to me the name? How'd you come up with the name, and how is it so significant with the Williams Review and what you're doing now?
Actually, my husband came up with that name. Don't try to get back. He came up with that name.
What?
It's my name and my oldest daughter name, our oldest daughter name, together. Jashika and Trevina. So,
wow.
Javina. Yeah.
Awesome.
So, our baby will be, she's trying to stay in the background, but she'll be coming out. She's got like a little line of lip scrubs, and she'll come to the forefront when it's time.
Yeah,
My husband came up with that name, and so he's the one really to be talking to because he came up with that.
Oh, okay. It's rare that we get you on the microphone, Hazel, so I'm trying to get as much as I can from you because I know your husband can take the whole thing over, but I just want to try to get a little bit from you. So, you know, who's this Hazel? We hear about Hazel all the time, but who's Hazel? You know, we hear about two to 3 minutes of what she said. Who is she? Who is she? So you got some airplay now. So at least we got enough from you now that the sister's like, okay, well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and see if I can get me one of my all sports suits and since she's rocking it. So, So, Siron, with the name, man, since you are the creator of the name, what was it? Like, you woke up one day and you just was like, oh, Geneva. Oh, okay. Let me just make that the company name. Was that just something that you dreamed up or just came up on you? Or that's just something you just wanted to roll with, leave a legacy with? Just give the family a little bit of backdrop on that.
I was sitting, man. And it's a man's responsibility to care for his wife and daughters. Daughters until she has a man to care for her and wife until the day he died. And my firstborn daughter and my wife, whom God picked for me, are two women that I've had the honor and privilege of being a part of their lives. And I was sitting, I was like, all right, Lord. Hey, we going to do this. How can I leave something for my two ladies? Now, I've got another daughter, Kira. She's just 13, so it isn't her time into it. Mm-hmm. But for the two women to be able to ensure that if something happened to the men in their lives, that they would be cared for, would be there. I don't worry too much about my sons. Men go out and must do what men do.
That's right.
But women do that, and biblically, until my daughter is married, it's my job to make sure she has a foundation. My wife, because I'm married to her, it's my privilege as a man to care for her. So if something happened to me, I needed to ensure my wife didn't have to rely on somebody else's company, somebody else's life, and the state and things, that she would have a way to be able to support herself by her own means, on her own terms, and not have to worry about some other man taking care of my wife. And so, Javina was born with God's blessings.
That's what's up.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up. Now, you know, with this recent pandemic going on, and when, you know, because I know we felt it a little bit, because Texas, we're almost on lockdown again, pretty much. But with this particular product, I'm finding it that this is COVID-19 proof. What I mean by that is you're still able to make an effect on people, still be able to give the product and sell the product to the people without, you know, violating the rules and regulations of what's going on here nationwide with all the mask wearing and stuff like that. Well, honestly, you can wear your mask and you can wear the all sports headgear. Well, hopefully, let me take that back a little bit, because when it comes to certain ethnicities wearing a mask and the headgear, I strongly suggest not to wear it in a store. Yeah, just saying. So, see, we got a visual on that one. We got a visual on that one. But I'm just saying,
you know, with the recent nonsense that's going on, don't go in with your headgear with both your mask and the headgear on, because you might cause some type of suspicion. Just saying. But anyway,
right.
Go ahead, man.
I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you something that's going to wow you out, right? You saw me wearing the All Sports, right? So you're out and about. You got your All Sports on. You know, you got it on like regular. And you pull up to the store, and you left your mask at home.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, man. I can't go in the store. Wait a minute. You got an All Sports. Let me show you here, brother.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Brother, you ain't even got to worry about that no more. All Sports got you covered.
Man, and if you wear your cowboy hat, you're going to look like one of those old cowboys that's robbing a bank. Just saying.
There you go, brother.
Oh, my gosh. Let me stop. Anyway, but no, that's actually very creative, though. You know, again, the versatility of this product is, I mean, you could do anything with it. So that's what I'm saying. It's just, it's an amazing concept that came up and how Robert Helm designed it, that you can use it for just about anything. So that's awesome. Yeah, I can. Yeah, I don't think they'll let me walk in the store like that, man. Because I meet the minimum profile of 6 feet, over 200 pounds, and I'm wearing an All Sport with a mask on. Yeah, the police might feel some kind of way over here. I'm just saying. But anyway, enough of my comedic stuff. But anyway, before we take our next break, and of course I got a song surprise for both of y'all, but before we take our first break, what is the biggest challenge? See, there you go, y'all. See, if y'all on Facebook Live, you get to actually see the shenanigans of the CEO of JD here. But anyway, y'all see the live later on, you'll see what I'm talking about. But you can't see it on the radio, so you got to go to the Facebook page and see it at TPB Radio Network on Facebook. But anyway, what's the biggest challenges you face? Especially with the racism going on and all this nonsense, with that, well, what's the biggest challenge you face when you're presenting something like this to your potential customers? Especially with, I hate to say this, and I'm going to get in trouble, but we're a controversial station anyway. I hate to say this, but do you have trouble when it comes to meeting someone of the same ethnicity versus someone that's not when presenting All Sport? You have the floor. Either of you can take it.
Yeah. I haven't had any encounters like that. But my husband is more of a people person than not. So he's probably had, but I haven't had anything, but I can tell he has.
Fortunately, brother, it's our people who refuse to really support us.
Yeah, see.
It's been the bigger challenge, unfortunately. The other big challenge is, since the pandemic, people don't really want to touch money, so they're using their credit cards.
Yeah,
I run into people, they don't have the cash right now, so they got their credit card. And so that's the biggest thing, but it comes down to how open people are to one another. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately,
right,
our people have a hard time supporting each other. I mean, this is sad, and this is a controversial station, so this is going to be a little controversial. A crack dealer got a better chance of selling crack to somebody black than I got selling an All Sport to somebody black.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
It's just sad that way. But I have had some brothers who've come through and be like, hey, let me get one of those.
Yeah.
You know, I got a brother over in Georgia. He's a pastor there. He ordered one for him and his son, and he's enjoyed the product, and there are other members from the congregation who are going to be ordering them. But person to person in the streets, I'm like, hey, brother, how you doing, man? Let me show you this, man. Oh, man, that's all right. Okay, man. I'm good.
Somebody on the street, yeah. I mean,
but you know, I don't let it deter me.
And yeah, I don't let it stop me. You know, we got to keep working with one another to care for one another.
Yeah.
Like I've even had it where I've gone to a brother basketball. Talk, hey, there's this wonderful app called Basketball 21, also created by Robert Helm. You know, go, you can find your basketball courts there, and I got this all sports, man. And you're sweating. Hey, you're interested? $20. He was like, oh, man, I really don't have it right now. And he went through all the things, and I tell you what, I'll bless you with this all sports. All I want you to do, take a picture in it and let us know what you think about it. He was like, sweet, all right, I'll da da da. He took it. I never got the picture or the testimonial. There was a brother who came through, scrapping. He took the medal, and I was like, oh, man, you sweated up, and I had this on. I'm like, look, man, I got all sports. And then, and he was like, that's the most genius product, and he's from Mississippi.
Okay.
And he was like, oh, bro, I'm going to take this scrap so I can get some money right now. So I can't afford it. I'm like, and he was sweating hard. So I'm like, that's okay. You do a testimonial and take a picture with this, and I'll bless you with one, you know. Because if you out there scrapping and you don't got the money right now, you may not have the money. So the Lord sent you here to talk to a man of God, so I'm going to bless you with it. I said, all I want you to do is just get me in touch with individuals that will be interested in this. He was like, I got you. No call. No follow through. I don't let it deter me, but that's kind of what we struggle with. And one of the things I can say about Robert Helm, this man has seen me and my family, saw the potential in us, and was like, look here, man, these are the things I'm doing, and I'll bring you in so you can support your family, from having a house to stay in, from having products to sell. Just like you, this brother has supported us big. And so if our people begin to unite,
Hey, this
is something they can bring us together.
Of it right here, you know?
Yes.
Trying to support our own people. Come on.
Yes.
Y'all.
You doing it right now. You was like, brother, hey, let me bring you on the station.
Yeah.
Let me introduce this product and see how I can be a blessing to your family.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Robert didn't have to do that. But this is how we build our people up.
Yes. Come on.
The crab effect seems to be, and it's not only an ethnic problem, it's also a church problem. And I'm gonna keep a stamp on that right there, because that, you know, when we come back on break, I'm gonna keep a stamp right there. And plus, I gotta charge this phone before it dies. That is another problem that we have when it comes to having something that's valuable. Having something that's a tool and it's affordable, and not only if an ethnic issue that they don't want to support you, it's also as a church or as a church community. Not saying all, because I know y'all like to beat me up a lot when I say the church. I'm not going to say everybody, but some of us have a serious problem supporting someone else when it comes to going to the next level. This is how you be, mm-hmm. This is how you're blessed. You don't have to be a Bible scholar to do a basic principle of helping your fellow or sister, your fellow brother or sister go to the next level. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to do that, but yet we got to be so deep and so spiritual, and we can't, I got to pray on it. Okay, I'm going to put a stamp right there, because that's going to be a whole another can of worms we're going to open up, and I'm going to have both of you respond to that question. So, family, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have Mr. and Mrs. Siron and Hazel Williams of, I can't say it. I'm going to just say
Javina Distributing.
There we go. Javina's Distributing. We are live on Facebook at the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. I got to get a charger for it, die. But you can listen to us right now on tpvradio.com, tpvradionetwork.com, or blocktalkradio.com/tpvradio. So when we come back, we're going to have more with the Williams right after this. Don't you dare move a muscle.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Radio Network.
Keep Keep it locked right here on TPV Radio, the station for inspiration. Keep it locked right here on TPV Radio, the station for inspiration.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Josiah Khalid. Listen, you're listening to the Summer's Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go.
In this struggle, God is more than you think and greater than you hope. Let's go.
As I look in the mirror, my heart is aching. Why am I amazed? But what's truly amazing, my soul is aching to feel its warm embrace.
Consuming me, repent for me, take hold of me.
Popping whoever coming, feel like I'm out of fashion, no time for no second guess. And all of my chances is used, but I'm hoping for better blessings. Who you think you are? I am a star. You talking to a broke dude, but at least I got a car. I don't need nobody help, I can do this by myself. Love is God by my side, I don't need nobody's help. And if you think you have my light, then be sorry for yourself. I'm in heaven already, now you just tell me what is hell. Ain't nobody caring what you really saying, we already know. Why you ain't nothing and you mess with all these girls? I'm sick of ungrateful ladies, they driving me crazy. Or maybe it's my lady Katie Shante, or maybe it's Rain. Right.
Consuming me, bring tents for me, take hold of me, direct me in your way. It's over now, just come to me, create in me, the scripture in me.
I hear you going through some things and it's getting tough, but I see you got my word with you. It's a shame how the pain only thing make you pick it up. And you complain when it rains just once, but I never hear thanks for that 100 days with the sun. Could've ran to me first, ran to the drink first, and now I gotta have this conversation with you when you drunk. See, before I even start addressing it, I don't owe you any answers, so don't get used to it. But I feel like you being genuine. But the truth is, you can't handle the truth, Lucas.
You can't handle
but you kept it a buck, and I love that. If I kept it a buck back, could you take what you stepping in?
Huh?
I know it's other folk to feel like you, so first thing I'ma do is let you know who you questioning.
Yeah.
I am the God who created the earth. I knew you start feeling yourself, so I made you from dirt.
Yeah.
Ain't no battery in your body, so who making it work? I made the earth perfect, it's y'all making it work. Who put the seed in the fruit? Put the fruit in the tree, and that tree in another little seed, but me.
Yeah.
Then turn around and make made you the same way after that. For you was in your daddy sack and his dad daddy sack. I am the one that put breath in your lungs and created the same mind that you questioned me from. You were lost, I'm the way, I'm the potter, you the clay. And now the clay got something to say. Okay, you can never check me, so check this. Your standard for right and wrong is me. I am the checklist, I am right. Wrong is whatever you're left with. I am life, you without me is what death is. I am the judge, you answer me. If I throw lightning, who throws it back at me?
Nobody.
And if all this falls, who can stand but me? You go to the cross for you cross-examine me. Yeah. You say I made mistakes, you mistaken me. You made gods out of men who were clay to me. You put lies over lies that you ain't create. Then fill away, cause all flesh the same to me. What if some of the people you naming to me wasn't really everything that you made them to be? Or worse, what if they are and I take them with me? Are you telling me it's any better place they could be? Huh? Either way, you don't know, you just gotta push through.
Push
cause
through.
Why you over here saying what I should do? Somebody lost somebody last week and came at me the same way, saying I should've took you. You ask why the good die young, but the truth is none of y'all are good, not one.
Not
the
one.
Only one ever been good's my son. So to answer your question, a good died one.
Jesus.
What if I told you to choose when your mom died?
Mom died.
You think you could choose when your mom died?
Huh?
If you put it off 20 years away, 20 years later when that day came, would you not cry? You couldn't be God, you were not I. My ways are not yours, your thoughts are not mine. You can't even deal with the pressure of your own life when you're not high. Try looking in the God mind.
Real talk.
See, I love them more than you ever did, more than you ever could. Death doesn't lessen it. Let my own son meet death as the evidence. And I love them all, rap star to the president.
Yeah.
The real question is, what you living like?
Living
life. If I punish every sin, would you live tonight?
Live tonight.
So how you get mad when I get them other folks same chances I give you to get it right?
Huh?
You got a son that one day it'll be a man. You expect him to trust you and he don't understand or even know what you up to. Cause he knows that you love him, right? So trust that I love you.
Yeah.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Josiah Khalid. Listen, you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go. You're listening to the Psalmist Voice Presents, right now on TPV Radio.
Psalmist Voice presents Let's Go.
We are back. Psalmist Voice presents, and we're in the building with the distributors, J. I'm not messing with it. They can pronounce it. I'm going to say JD. JD distributing in the building. And we've been chopping it up, talking about the diversity of all sports. We even had the creator and CEO in the building showing some love. And we definitely appreciate Mr. Helm again for coming on the show, man, because I know he's a busy man. But we definitely appreciate him. We're back live. What happened? My phone died, so I had to get a charger to put it on a charger so it can stay on throughout the remainder of the show. So, family, you can come back Facebook Live at the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and we'll definitely get it popping. I'm going to put my special guest back on the live right now, and there we go. They are added. So we left commercial, and of course, you know, I had to throw in one of your favorite songs, Minister Siron.
before we continued. Oh, yeah. And of course, and then your other favorite artist I had to put on, I had to put Bizzle. So, you know, so it's a nice blend. And I got one more for you before we get out of here. But we left off. Okay, that's me. All right, so here we go. We left off talking about the crab effect and how not only culturally there's issues, but there's also issues amongst the community and the church community as a whole. Have you experienced any when you present this product to the church? Have you experienced anything like that in the church?
Say that one more time, brother.
Have you experienced any issues when it came to presenting this product? Like we were talking about earlier about presenting the church, you can use this as a tool for baptism and things like that. When it comes to supporting, have you found it difficult to have men and women of God support your ministry as well?
Yes. Yes. Except for the pastor, like you, of course. And one other pastor have supported us. But outside of that, no, brother. The church has not really tried to help us. And I'm like, look, man, we got these, go with your suits, your dresses. We got leather ones coming. We got fur ones coming. And if you have it today, we even got them with netting to cover the face up. So yeah. We can try to show the versatility of this versatile, because it is a versatile sports top. And
yes,
it's been difficult, man. But I'm not discouraged because the Lord opened doors. I mean, I've even shown where accessories to this, man. Like, say we got the black ones here. And so I wear the black one, right? There's a product. It's called the AccuTex. You know, you go in the store and you got to use the credit card machine, but you don't want to touch the credit card machine because you don't know the germs on it. Robert Helm, yeah. Again, and this guy, he does all kinds of stuff, right? So he invented a thing called the AccuTex. It has antimicrobials on it to try to protect you. It goes in your thumb. Works on all buttons, touch screens, and all that, right? It even comes with a matching case.
Wow.
Right? To match your all sports. Okay. Well, Siron, I want a red one.
Oh, my God.
There's your red all sports, right? There's your red pouch for your AccuTex to go in.
Yes.
And so, I mean, we've come and we're like, look here. We can protect you. The Lord has opened up the doors for this product to be a blessing to you, coming and going. It'll turn into your face mask. It'll stop you from getting the germs on your fingers. So you say, oh, man, I got long nails. That won't fit. Yeah, it will. It's even got a little slit in it.
Oh,
you know,
right,
it's got a little slit in it for the nail to go through. Don't break your nails, ladies. Goes on your finger. Touch screen. And we're trying to show how the Lord, exactly, how he's working in this.
Yeah.
But we can't get folks to get behind it. Like, come on. You know, the Lord is blessing us. The Lord is opening up doors. You know, again, all right, too fashionable. You want to come to church in your leather suit? Get your leather all sports. Mama, you coming in there, you got on your first, we got a fur one for you. Well, I don't want it in my face, and all right, I don't have one with the net on it, but it may even come with face net. And so many different colors and styles are coming.
Wow.
And all we need is, you know, hey, just a little support. And make a difference. See, I'm disabled. But instead of sitting around looking for the government to take care of me, the Lord has opened up doors for me and my family through the Helm family, through the Newton family. And we as family, man, it's across the board. This can be a blessing to so many people. They just got to want to be a blessing to other people.
right. Well, I can't give you $20, Siron. I had to put it in the tithe bucket. Okay, great. Still, give me 20. Okay, it ain't about the money. You bring me $15, we'll get you in one. You come to me with $11. $11 beat no dollars.
Yeah.
I'm trying to support my family and support the ministry. So much so, I sold a few of them. I know that you have a ministry, a radio station. That's your job. And you get support. And so
yeah.
I sold two All Sports, and the Lord blessed me to do that. And what did I do? The first fruits. Guess what I did? Well, you know what I did.
Yes, sir.
Put in that cash out.
Yep.
And tie it to your ministry.
Yep.
We got to support each other and love on one another.
Exactly. And that's my this is my thing. Like, you know, y'all both know we don't advertise our Cash App or anything like that. We don't twist nobody's arm to sow into the ministry. We don't do anything like that. Because there's a reason for it. God didn't ask the people to support my ministry, first of all. God will send the people to support the ministry. So that's the difference. This is where people get the concept wrong. When God calls you to do a thing, he's going to make sure you have enough means to support it yourself. Now, any extra that you receive, you can use that to upgrade, like, you know, get a poster or, you know, little things like that to upgrade your ministry. That's what the extra is for. That's what people don't, they get it all twisted and they get mad at me. Man, Somers, you knocking the church. You trying to dry up our money pot. First of all, no one's trying to dry up anything, especially if God called you to do a thing, he's going to provide the need. See, the problem is you want the wants. You want this. You want that. But God called you to have the need supplied. You have to read your word. See, people are like, okay, well, you know, if I put my hand on it, God's going to bless it, and in 30 to 60 days, I'm going to have it. Okay, that's great to have great faith, but again, God never promised us monetary gain. He promised us spiritual gain. Big difference.
Amen.
But again, when it comes to ministry, period, ministry ain't cheap. It's not cheap. This station is not cheap, but I thank God that he supplies my need to continue the work that he called us to do. That's why I am not going to beg nobody to sow anything. Have we come a hard time? Absolutely. Is it a time where people are strapped for cash? Absolutely. We're even strapped for cash. But at the end of the day, when it's time for us to pay the bills, we always break even. Why? Because that's what God supplied. He supplied the need.
Yes.
And then you get people that give you a donation that you didn't even expect that would give it to you, and that takes you over the top. You could do a whole lot more, you know? So I don't take it lightly. When it comes to supporting each other, we have to support each other as ministers of the gospel. We have to support each other as entrepreneurs, business owners, men and women. We have to do that. And this is the problem. That's why Black Wall Street was so successful. Why? Because we were supporting each other's ideas and we were coming together to make it happen. We can have that again. Problem is, everybody's on their own little soapbox. I want my own stuff. I want my own ministry. I want my three churches on five locations. All this nonsense that we're talking and has nothing to do with ministry whatsoever. If we don't grow an economical base for ourselves, how are we going to keep the church running if we close them? Okay, that's one. And then we got people shooting their brains out, pastors, big-time pastors, having panic attacks, going ham and cheese because they can't open up their doors of their church because their money cow is sucked up. Well, I hate to break it to you, but God put a reset button on everybody. So it's this time and this season to look at your own personal relationship, not your religious aspects and the doctrine you learned since you was at Big Mama's church. I'm talking about learning who Jesus Christ is for yourself. If you can't understand the King James Version, I'm just saying, if you can't read the King James Version, we got you covered. There's NIV, there's English Standard. Now they got a new Passion Translation. I'm just saying, if you don't know if you can't understand the original text, there's too much out here for us to understand what God is saying. God gives us a blueprint, especially in this time. We're in a time of reset. So that means we have to be creative on what we're going to do to make sure our families stay afloat, which means supporting each other for what God provides. Through Robert Helm was able to bless you, and now you're able to bless others. Case in point, now we're able to bless you. You're able to bless TPV. This is how this whole thing works. And in order for us to have a blessed... Exactly. We can't have a connection if we don't come together. And even with other ministries, we got to come together. We got to get off these soapboxes that we're on. And I hate to take it to a whole nother level. I just had to say that because this ain't about, we ain't trying to preach. We're, you know, we're talking about you two. So,
I'm here to tell you, Chris, you and I have been brothers in Christ now. Wow. Your little one's five, right?
Yeah, it's been. Yeah, my little one's four now. Yeah, she had her birthday.
Four now. Yeah. And we met a year before that. So 5 years going strong as brothers in Christ. Robert Hale, you met him first through, you know, doing the bullying prevention through Written by Kids, his daughter's brainchild. Then you and I met through that. The Lord allowed us to be able to minister together in your humble beginnings. And you still are as humble as you've always been moving forward. And then Helm again, through the AccuTex, through the All Sports Headgear, the three of us have been able to do exactly what God has called his people to do, to love one another, care for one another, and bless one another. You know, you and I have a different relationship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit than Robert does. You know, he has his own beliefs. He has his own thing. I can't tie him in to my walk with Christ or your walk with Christ. God called you and I to minister one to another and to others. He has just been a blessed tool and provider of products and services that we can extend to others that bless other people.
Yeah.
The AccuTex will keep you healthy when it comes to touching screens and buttons out in public. The All Sports headgear, it can become your All Sports mask. It can become your All Sports cool down, your All Sports heat up. It can be as fashionable as anything. Man, I like Star Wars. And as anybody can see through the customizations, man, the stormtrooper's on his boy. Man, I got this one. My wife's got one with sunflowers on it. We did one for a gentleman down in Georgia. His name G-Money. He played basketball. We sent him one. And in the next couple of days, TPV, y'all going to have one.
That's right.
And this is how the Lord brings his people together.
Yeah, exactly. And with that, even with Robert of where he is spiritually, that's okay because he needs an example of actually real men that's still standing in the gap. See, the problem is with people don't want to come to Christ because there's too much wishy-washy going on. That's the one of the main reasons. And the second reason is we want to try to outthink and outdo each other for what? I don't understand that. So, I think God, Robert Helm has the heart. He has the heart of what Jesus wants us to have here on this earth. He doesn't have to. He didn't have to do it. He could have just said, you know what? This is my thing. I'm going to do me, and that's it. He didn't. He's actually showing the things of Christ.
Yeah.
It'll be the day. I'll be praise breaking when my brother finds that, y'all kept it real with me. I finally see exactly what y'all see with this Jesus stuff, and I want to be down with the king. That'll be awesome. I'll be more than ready to give Robert a big up on that one. But again, it's his timing. It's not my timing. It's not your timing, Siron. It's not your timing, Hazel. When God is ready to change Robert's heart and mind, God will do it. There's nothing we can do or say to change it. God's going to have to do what he has to do in his life, but God is showing himself strong in Robert's life by doing what he's doing, by creating what he's creating. He is setting Robert up, and Robert don't know it yet, but God's going to put you on notice, my friend, and I'm not saying that to be in a negative light whatsoever, because you're walking in Christ-like character. I'm just saying, and I ain't here to preach to you, brother, but I'm just telling you, you already are walking in Christ-likeness. So I'm going to leave it at that. Let's continue, because we're not talking about Robert Helm coming to Christ right now. Just saying. We're talking about all sports. So let's go ahead and turn the pages a little bit, and let's continue. So with the all sport, how has it changed your lives as far as you as a couple – ministering, all that stuff? How has this product changed your life for the better, not just for the financial aspect of it, but for anything that you can remember? Has it draw you closer as a couple? Is it allowing both of your creative juices to flow where you can work as one unit to make it happen? Just give the family a little bit of nuggets, especially married couples that are out there, that especially if both of you are working together, we know how that goes sometimes, where you don't want to have, oh, man, I got to work with my wife and I got to live with my wife.
Wow,
oh,
you know what?
Have mercy.
Okay,
but anyway,
I'm going to put a damper in that real quick.
There you go.
I've never been a person to think like that, like, oh, I got to work with my husband. No. It was, oh, man, I get to work with my husband. Like, we get to build this up together. we get to be blessed together. We get to show our kids something that we were not able to have, you know, growing up. Our kids, we will be able to leave this for our children.
That's
so
right.
that's the biggest blessing of it all. And the second blessing is I get to work with my best friend. This is my best friend.
There you go.
This don't get no better than this. I'm sorry.
None. And you ain't got to worry about office politics. Well, you can have office romance. You can just close the door of your office and call it a day. But anyway, that's a whole nother show, whole nother time. Just saying. But anyway, but at least you ain't got to worry. You're able to watch your man. You're able to work with your man. You're able to be your friend. A friend to your man, even though when you're handling business, so you got to separate, okay, honey, I can't be honey right now. You got to be Siron because we got to make this paper. So this is how we got to do this and do that. Okay, all right, now I'm back to baby boo. Okay, let's have the conversation because work hours is over at 5 p.m. Just saying. But anyway, you got to be creative. This is the stuff that I'm saying, man. You know, we have this stigma of we can't work together. And like I said, this is a social problem. This is a church cultural problem that you got to have your own empire. I got to have my own empire. And, you know, I got to be the Boaz man. So I got to be the one to provide it all and all this stuff. Listen, man. We're in a time and a season now. We're in a century now where, I'm sorry, the man's income alone ain't going to cut it. I'm just keeping it real.
Right.
It's going to take both of you to survive. So this is where we're at right now. So
This is our empire.
Exactly.
Here's something like this, right?
Go ahead.
I still get to be the Boaz man. The thing about Boaz that many ministers don't preach about is that he recognized the value of that woman in front of him.
I was just about to say that. You just took the words right out of my mouth. Now, go ahead.
See, that's called one accord.
Yeah.
That's being on one accord.
Yes, sir.
Connected through the spirit.
Yes.
And, again, like she said, and this is my best friend. I travel on business. I take my wife with me. I take my friend with me. And though I'm still the head in Javina distributing, and I don't mind following the first gift that God gave man, next to life, and that's a wife, a helpmate. Without her, man, I'm less of a man.
Yeah.
You see? And the All Sports and the Accutex, those are just a couple of the products we got. I mean, we resell. We got products that we sell online. I mean, just think about it. Yeah, you see these right here? Look at them right there. Them gold 100, those are 24 karat gold foil dollars.
Wow.
We sell products like that. We got playing cards that look just like that. You just can't get them anywhere.
They one of a kind gifts, though.
And, you know, we go out and we find those products that are hard to find to resell. You know, where you might have bought it at the store for $200, we got it. And we resell it to you at a fraction of the cost so that we can earn and people can gain.
Yeah.
The Lord, he's about uplifting his people, not tearing them down. He's about bringing his people together, not separating them. And if he put man and woman together, working together, you can't help but do better.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right. The man in the office. Hey, he get in trouble, not because he over there messing with one of his homeboys. He get in trouble at the office because he looking at one of the women who done helped him become more. But he should have been doing that with his wife.
Hello. And that, and that's the awesome part. When you're able to have a ministry together. And see, you know, people don't separate. They don't separate the two. See, because when you're doing business, that's business. When you're doing ministry, that's a whole nother can of paint. They like to put everything together. Now, when it comes to business, you're able to be the friend, to be the employee. Okay, that's role play. Just saying, okay, we're giving marriage counseling right now, and we're supposed to be interviewing. Okay, but I'm just saying. But I'm saying, you know, that's role play. Okay, you know, Hazel comes in with her business suit on, wear her pumps on, and then, you know, Saran comes in his business suit, and he sits in a regular cubicle, and Hazel walks in the office, even though it's both of y'all offices, but, you know, it's just, you know, it's just for that day, and then you can have a role play. Mrs. Williams, can I interest you in a proposition? There you go. So make sure you lock this door behind you. Make sure you lock the store up. And then when you're done, you're done. Just saying. But anyway, let me stop. But we just gave y'all some free marriage canceling. We ain't going to charge
you
for that.
Hey, it's fun.
Yeah.
This is fun. Here's the thing, man. Even in this business, I have an opportunity to be the same man my wife fell in love with. I don't stop. We on a business trip. I take her out on a date. We out eating. We dating.
Yeah.
We on the highway. We loving each other.
Mm-hmm.
We care for one another.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about her. She don't have to worry about me. And we've got our separate jobs. Like she said, I'm a people person. So I engage the people. She's the executive. She makes sure websites and all those things that should be done are getting done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we work together. She is my helpmate, and I am her support. I don't know everything. She don't know everything. But when we come together, we know more than we would have if we did it alone.
There you go. There you go. And that's what's key. You gotta know your strengths and your weaknesses, and you gotta be able to come together. And that's what this whole thing's about. And even in this time, as churches are closing, and now everybody wants to go Facebook Live, and we still on this health and wealth tip. Look, man, there's no time for that anymore. We need to understand that this is a relational thing, period. Yes, we understand. Oh, you need money for this and money for that. I understand that. I hear it every day. Thomas, you talking out the side of your head. You don't know what you're talking about. Actually, I do, because
I'm disabled. I have one income. So if you mean to tell me that I can't minister the gospel effectively, my needs are being met, said needs. You don't see me over there at the BMW lot trying to get a BMW that I know I can't afford, but I got to keep up with the Joneses, or I'm over here trying to rent a building. No, we don't make enough income per month to get a building, and I can build a studio right here in my home? Come on. We got to think. So this is what I'm talking about. We don't think, and we want to try to outdo each other, out-preach each other, out-buy each other, all this nonsense. But and what we just said earlier, if we know how to come together effectively, all of us can eat good. And see, this, okay, listen, we can even bring it to the street. Let's bring it practical since I'm being too deep here. We could bring it practical. Okay. It's the same way when a lot of you used to sling. Same way. How'd you get your supply? Okay,
yes.
So now you got the
yes.
supply from the man,
yes.
right? You got your supply from the man, so now you have
yes.
to distribute your income
yes.
so you can redistribute it out to make an income. Don't
yes.
smoke the product. You got to sell the product.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So what I'm trying to say is this. We have too many people that have the product, but we don't want to share the information to help everyone else come up, because that makes you look good, not only as a business person, but as a man or woman of God, because you're not only bringing yourself up, you're bringing a whole team up, and your team could consist
yeah.
of 3 to 20 to 50 to 100. It all depends. Uh-oh.
Yes.
So all I'm saying is this. We have a hard time working together, and that's why we
yeah.
have these issues right now, and everybody crying and complaining and all this other stuff, and I don't understand why you're complaining, because it was already forewritten. All this stuff that's happening now has been forewritten. We should have been prepared for it, but we're not.
Yeah.
So now we're sitting here in fear, and we're, oh, my goodness, God, why
right.
are you doing? If God was putting a plague on this earth, we all would be affected, including his chosen. Read your word.
Yeah.
See, that's what people don't do. They don't read their word. So when it comes to business,
okay.
you know, when
that.
It,
oh, wait.
You know, they don't read their word, because if it's business, it's business. When it's ministry, it's ministry. But
it's
in
ministry.
Both facets, you're connecting to people. And if you give
yes.
people genuine love of Christ in your business
yep.
and in your ministry, and you're educating people from both your business and your
yes.
ministry,
and your
you're
ministry.
Empowering them, exactly, and you're empowering them from both your business and your ministry, you're allowing them to make an income, you're allowing them to be economically sound, and you're giving them spiritual tools to maintain themselves through this craziness that's going on. Giving them biblical principles
yep.
and tools. You can work both concepts in separate facets and still be effective. The problem
yes.
is we're putting both things in one, and that's why people are confused, and they don't know what
yes.
to do. They don't know what to pray. They don't know how to say nothing, because I'm so used to going to the building, and now the building's closed. Now
yes.
I don't have a relationship.
Oh, we. Okay,
so,
come on, brother.
So this
yes.
is the problem that we have. We built our relationship on the building instead of building our relationship with him in our personal time. We wouldn't be tripping about a building if we had a relationship with Christ in the first place. I'm
Indeed.
Just saying. But anyway,
I'm gonna stop. That's real talk.
Yeah.
And here's something that many folks in the kingdom should understand. The Lord blessed me with $1 million. 10% of that automatically is sold into the kingdom.
Yes.
Because that don't belong to me.
No.
And then the rest of that is sown into life. I feed and care for the homeless. I care for the elderly. I care for the sick and shut in. I care for troubled youth. We do that with the meager means that we have now.
Yep.
Through the kingdom and for the kingdom. So if the kingdom, people in the kingdom were supporting us, we support the kingdom.
Yeah.
Because it ain't for my glory, it's for God's glory.
Yes.
It ain't for me to have $1 million to go sit on some beach somewhere and I know it's somebody starving somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't need a jet.
Uh-uh.
If Lord wanted me to fly, he'd give me wings.
Right.
But he did give me a car, so I'll drive.
Yeah.
We'll go. And right now, if I had the means, I don't have no problem going to where someone's in need.
Yes.
I got a brother right now. He's struggling. He didn't get a stimulus. He didn't get unemployment. The car broke down, got a baby on the way. He needs a job. Well, the Lord blessed us with a new vehicle. I bet you another vehicle I got when I get back home, he's going to get blessed with it so that he can do what he needs to do. And then that blessing can turn into another blessing, to turn into another blessing. There was a time, brother, there was a time when I was down, Robert Helm looked at me and was like, hey, brother, we got this extra vehicle over here. I see that you in need here. Hey, brother, we got this extra home over here. Come on over here and you can rent this. Hey, brother, I got these inventions.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, grab hold of them and earn you some money for you and
that's
your family.
Full circle supporting.
He introduced me to you. You like, hey, brother, I got this radio station. Let me push your ministry. Let's minister together.
That's
hey, brother, I got this radio station. Let's bring you the Williams Review and Javina Distributing on so that we can support one another.
Yep.
That's what, hey. That's how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't send us out one by one, two by two. Two by two turns into four by four. Four by four, eight by eight. Eight, 16, 16, 36. And it should compound. But folks is too busy trying to be that one, like you said. And so now nothing getting done.
Nothing.
That's right.
Instead of going to church, we need to be the church.
Hello. And this is where... Okay, I'm gonna throw this out there, and I'm gonna stop preaching. I'm gonna drink my juice, and I'm gonna ask y'all a few more questions before we take another song break. But it's just like the multi-level marketing. Just think about it. Multi-level marketing, you have to sell a bunch of units just to get your residual income, right? And you have to have 10 people in your network in order for you to, as the main supplier or whatever it is, to make that money. Now, the only people making the money is the people that actually founded the thing. All the extra people under that only can make a percentage, and there's a cap. You can have 3,000 people under your network, and you capped out at maybe $2,000. And you can have the biggest. That's why we have so many different concepts of multi-level marketing coming out every other year. But